Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment. American consumers and employers will spend over $3 trillion this year on health insurance, pharmaceutical drugs, hospitals, and medical bills, yet we remained, mentally and physically, among the unhealthiest people on earth. 48% of men and 38% of women can now look forward to getting cancer. A third of our children suffer from chronic disease. 8% suffer from serious food allergies. 10% from asthma, 17% are diagnosed with learning or behavioral disabilities, and almost 2% from autism, while a third of low-income preschool kids are already overweight or obese. Heart disease, diabetes, mental illness, cancer, and obesity are spiraling out of control among all sectors of the population. Life expectancy has doubled over the past 150 years, but with an extended lifespan, an aging population is facing new chronic diseases that require a new healthcare approach. Present healthcare is really sick care, which is reactive and generalized, focuses on disease management, and is not sustainable. The convergence of several technologies and their decreasing costs are allowing for the reinvention of medicine during the next decade, a medical model that will focus on being proactive, predictive, and preventive. While social circumstances and access to needed health care play an important role in health, predispositions in your DNA, your physical environment, and personal habits are the most important aspects you need to be aware of for a healthy life. Beginning at conception, the resilience of each person's health is shaped over time by these five interacting experiences. A new medical model should focus on where patients lie in what I'll call an illness-wellness continuum. If the number one represents someone in the intensive care unit and 100 total wellness, then 50 is a neutral point, which represents no discernible illness. While life expectancy is currently 78, the risk of dying between the ages of 50 and 74 is 39% for males and 24% for females. We all need to be asking ourselves where we fit on the continuum. Are you above or below the neutral point? But more importantly, how do you know? Remember, the present healthcare model is sick care, and chronic diseases often take years and even decades before symptoms arise. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.